What are you doing this Saturday? I know what you're doing. You're watching Showtime at 10 p.m. because you're watching Strikeforce welterweight championship title fight. Nate the Great Marquardt is back to defend his championship, and he's on the phone with us. Hello, Nate.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Nate.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you guys?
We were just talking about most embarrassing moments because Al Roker, he admitted to pooping his pants at the White House. And so we've been kind of going around the room with like most embarrassing moments of our lives. Do you have one of those moments, Nate?
Well, now you may. I was trying to think and I was like, man, I don't really get embarrassed. But actually, now that you say that, I'm like, oh, that reminds me of something.
Oh, a poopy story.
Yeah, I peed my pants in grade school once. That kind of sucked.
Oh.
I had to go home for the day. So.
And then you were called pee pants Marquardt, like for the next couple of years at school.
That's when you decided, yeah. I think I'm going to start lifting weights.
Is that when you started fighting?
Yeah, that's funny.
It says you started fighting because you were a smaller kid in school.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I was small, and I saw the early UFCs with Hoist Gracie, and saw how he was able to use technique and beat guys like twice his size.
What are you talking, Nate? Are you talking like you were 90 pounds as a freshman in high school? That tiny?
Yeah, exactly. I was less than 100 pounds in high school. I graduated at like 135 pounds.
That's my goal weight.
But now he's 170 pounds of just stacked muscle. Here it says, like, you wake up, you eat, you train, you eat, you rest, you eat, you train. I mean, it's pretty much, that's all you do is eat and train.
Yep, yeah, and play with my kids.
Yeah, because you're 33 years old. I mean, you've had a hell of a career, and now that you're on top of Strikeforce, you're fighting out of Denver?
Yep.
How about those Broncos, man?
You know what's funny is I'm not even a football fan. I don't even know
what?
What's going on.
Oh. You have no idea what's going on.
It's got to be tough. And he's busy eating and training and fighting and eating.
Eating and training and kids and fighting and eating.
Yeah.
But,
it's a good city to be a fan in.
I've always been a fan of Nate here, Nate the Great Marquardt, because it says, fighting out of Denver, Colorado. And I lived in Denver for 4 years. I worked on this radio station there, Alice 106. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
But, I used to do the mornings on that station. And so when I saw you and it's like, oh, Nate fighting out of Denver, Colorado, I'm like, okay, he's automatically my guy.
Right.
So I've been a fan of yours and watched you fight many times. Now, you got this fight coming up on Saturday. You're coming off this stunning knockout of Tyrone Woodley. How do you think this Saturday fight's going to go? Do you think it's going to be another knockout? Do you think it's going to be a tougher go-around? What's going to happen?
You know, he's a different style fighter. He's more of a stand-up fighter. But he's just as tough as a guy like Tyrone, and he's very skilled. If I had to look at it objectively, I think, I'm going to have an advantage everywhere the fight goes. But honestly, my job is to go out there and perform and just fight my heart out.
You seem so much bigger than him. As I was looking into you and researching both of you, I'm like, God, you just seem so much more massive and muscular than he is.
Yeah, I mean,
you are wider, right?
Welterweight.
Yeah.
I'm cutting a good 20 pounds this week to make weight.
In a week?
So you walk around 190 and you're going to cut 20 pounds this week.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
How do you do that? Yeah. How do you need to cut 20 pounds by tomorrow?
Right.
How would you cut 20 pounds in a week?
You just go on a special diet, and then the last, 10 pounds, you got to sweat it out in the sauna.
Deprive yourself of water.
But what is the special diet? If I was going to do the first 10 pounds, how could I lose 10 pounds without going to the sauna? I mean, what's the special diet?
No carbs?
No carbs, no salt, no sodium. I mean, not no, but very, very low and very, very low carbs.
So a breakfast when you're cutting 10 pounds in a week is what?
Breakfast is the only meal that I'll have any significant carbs, and they're very, I'll eat berries, like strawberries. And
berries. He's on like a bear diet. That's why he looks like a bear. He goes out to the woods and grabs some berries
and just some salmon.
Yeah, eats a salmon.
Now, when I was reading about you, your professional record, you've only been knocked out one time, Nate.
Yeah, I mean, the fight was stopped. I've never really been knocked out, but yeah.
Oh, so you weren't.
Was that embarrassing? As far as an embarrassing moment, when the first time you ever got really beat up in front of people?
I've never really been beaten up, but I guess for sure, like, if there's a fight where I went in maybe a little bit too cocky or whatever, too arrogant, and you know, I get humbled. That's definitely, I wouldn't say it's embarrassing, but it's humbling.
Well, he is the champ, and it's going to be happening this Saturday, January 12th at 10 p.m. on Showtime. Nate Marquardt, so nice having you on the show.
We're rooting for you.
Yeah, we'll be watching on Saturday. Good luck, man.
Cool. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Nate.
Take care. Watch the Broncos, damn it. Jesus. Come on. Take some time. All right.
He's busy, Frank. He's busy.
He's a busy guy. Thank you so much.
That was just a little sample of the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS. To get more samples like this and hear all the fun we have, you can do that at 955KLOS.com. Now, to get the show in its entirety, on demand, and if you want to watch the show, we webcast it every day, all you have to do is go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium package member. Do it right now.